Okay, so recording is on. And like I said already, like a few minutes ago, my plans for this call would be to plan our face-to-face event. We have it next week. It's a good thing to happen. Me personally, I finally get a final approval from AT&T. I guess that more people will come in as time goes over. So maybe we use this call to make up our list of things that we may discuss intensively on this face-to-face event. I built my own list of things that it sounds to me very interesting to discuss. I'm going to share it right now. Here we go. Do you see it?
Yep.
Okay, good. Thank you. So I'm going to enlarge it a little bit. So right now, as for the moment, we have many models, actually way too many for a healthy system. And probably that should be the issue of the main topic of our discussion on face-to-face modeling day. It's my understanding that we will have one day on 31st in October after two days with the architectures. So the items to discuss in the priority as I see them, and again, you are all invited to provide your input, is translation or mapping between the onboarding model, VNFDs, Sol001 vendors world, and the internal model. And when I say internal model, I keep in mind that it is the target, the future internal model. This is a pretty big topic. So we can just subdivide it to how do we map properties. I mean, not the internal properties inside the topology, but first of all, the properties of the VNF itself. The ETSI model actually is very very picky in the way it defines models, the position of a property on a VNF actually drives where this property will be taken and where it will be used in the future expected monoflow. So this issue of mapping VNF properties should be addressed. Another pain of ours is the lifecycle interfaces. We have very different lifecycle interfaces in our model. So we need to figure out how we map these guys without actually breaking the VNFD in such a way that it is unable to play itself on a platform. Internal topology, well, it is just number three. Okay, if the first two are more painful, as I see it. Another topic I wanted us to discuss on this face-to-face event is how we preserve the onboarding model so that we don't lose any information during the mapping, translation, and how we make this piece of very valuable information available to the platform. Okay, this will, if we make sure that this information is available across the platform, this can, I think, resolve very many problems for components like VFC, and it is important. And another elephant in the room, we have a very beautiful internal model, well, yet to be finalized here and there, but still, and we have the current internal model, which is very different. So we maybe, if we are lucky and we manage to address the previous two topics, maybe we'll also start thinking of how we make this transition between the current model, from the current model to the target model, so that this transition could be as less disruptive as possible. Here is my ideas of our possible agenda for our modeling day on face-to-face in Montreal. Anyone has any other ideas?
The VNF properties sort of jumps right into VNF, and I keep harping on the issue of trying to abstract it out to network function.
Yes, and this too, definitely. Abstraction is a kind of it is important, okay, but it's important for the service designer. For VNF vendors, I guess it is less important, at least at this specific phase. Okay, the VNFDs inside do not contain any abstractions right now, according to Sol 001. So we may think how we address this abstraction, how we implement it in the servers, in the services.
But I think it has to be part of the internal model in order for the services to be able to use it.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm trying to be realistic. If we put too many items on this list, we will not do any of it. So I'm trying to pick up the most painful points. Any ideas, any input? So I'm just copy and paste these 3 points onto the owner page, the one that Dink we just proposed here. Maybe it will be my comment.
Currently, the thinking is that we will model 5G network slicing as a lot of network functions, a lot of resources. And because we probably want to make some progress in every release, ONAP release, towards 5G, I've been proposing that in the orchestration space anyway, that we try to make some move towards a model-driven allotted resource, a lot of network function orchestration.
I see.
I'm not sure if you want to add that to this. Go ahead.
Gil, can you please just, add to that page that I've just added my proposal, this allotted resource thing as well? I'm just copy-pasting the URL. Where is the chat? Okay, here we go. I understand that there is a good request for this piece of model in the 5G use cases.
Hi, Anatoly. One quick question. I think those topic make sense, but my question is that, do you right now already has a proposal, for example, the first one, right, the translation for the VNF properties and those lifecycle interface? Do you right now already have those proposals so we can discuss, or do you expect that, we just have like an open discussion and try to make a decision during the face-to-face, or what is your plan for that?
We are already working on such a proposal. It is still a draft, so right now it is not yet ready to be presented. Maybe we will manage to publish it a day or two before the start of the event, so this forum can have an opportunity just to review it and maybe come up with it was an alternative or some corrections.
I'd like to go back to the comment about look into 5G slicing or 5G use case for the face-to-face. I think it doesn't hurt, but I think we took that kind of use case, we may end up having more questions due to the complexity of multiple issue relate to slicing or now 5G. My proposal is just to take, right now we're still struggling of really able to clearly define a service and or network service template. So I would be propose we just focus on do a simple things for release 4 to clearly define those two type of service there. And maybe added the allotted service or allotted resource that we've just previously discussed in the previous hour. And we can use any existing use case that well documented and well understood, available already in the code to work through. That's my suggestion.
Okay, I can say that. So actually I've already seen the request for to discuss this service versus NSD service, or maybe together with NSD in our model, in the list of Denkui, in the original list of for our meeting. Think, how do you see it, you know, in the terms of priority, just comparing to what I proposed to translation? Is it more important? Is it less important?
I think that's the three main issues. And I assume this is at the VNF level or the network service level also, Anatoly. Mm-hmm. So those three sub bullet of one.
You mean these three bullets?
Yeah, the first one's very obvious, it's the VNF properties. But the next two.
Actually, I am very much concerned about mapping of onboarded VNFDs. So I meant the everything about VNF here. So we can of course extend it to services, but I think it could be a good start to understand what are we going to do with VNF first, and then we can just go on for higher level abstractions. Yeah.
Maybe Anatoly, add a fourth bullet.
Yep.
Relate to configuration data, runtime configurations. I mean, design time configuration data and runtime data. How's that? How are these two work?
Okay.
I think that's another important.
Agree. It is on the list. Do you see it? Is it okay?
Yeah. And maybe not just configuration, just data, right? I mean, we have the design time data that's mm-hmm. static or predetermined by the VNF providers. And then we have the runtime data that's at the instantiations, or things that requires during the instantiation time by the service providers. How that's get integrated?
I see. I mean, like how the data provided by the operator during runtime streams exactly to the points, to the things on the VNFDs that VNFD implementation actually expects it to receive. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So it is inside. I agree. It is important. I think I did not put on this list VNFD, NSD, the NSD topic. You just go ahead and put it on your own name. Okay, I just don't want to create a mess on this list. Okay, so I'm just saving. Okay.
So another point I'd like to add, not related to network service, but to service specifically. I know in SO that we want to in Dublin be able to have our model-driven orchestration extended to derive the orchestration sequencing from dependencies that are captured in the Tosca for the service. This VNF depends upon this other VNF, this other VNF depends upon this network. Is that all modeled and well understood, and are we happy with that model, that we could have orchestration start building to it, or do we need to discuss improvements to that, how that's handled?
My answer to this is that we do have a good understanding of importance of you know, to represent these dependencies in a declarative way with our internal model. It is not yet detailized, finalized in our model. So probably we should also just come up with some more explanation of how it is going to be rolled out during the orchestration based on relationships and capabilities requirements. And so on. But again, my vision of it is that just on the list of priorities, it is a rather advanced topic to discuss. We cannot move on to, or maybe I'm wrong. Okay, maybe it's just a pretty basic topic to discuss. So again, like Gil, like you've already done with the slices, just go ahead and put it as a topic so people can share their position on the priority of the proposed things.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'm Tony, can you hear me?
I think we. Glad to hear
you. Yeah, right, so I joined Link. I saw that you already had a time slot regarding the data modeling. You proposed the agenda here is you want just separate topic for data modeling section, or what's your request here?
Okay, just to bring you to the page. First of all, I don't know it, good news or bad news. I am going to be there on the face-to-face event. Okay, so we will meet, and right here we're trying to figure out the list to things to discuss. There we will have one day, and we're just trying to figure out how we use it this time in the best way possible. So we're just putting our items here. Okay, what we can discuss. Maybe there, of course, there are many, many other issues to understand, but it's the scope of this list is only for the face-to-face event next week.
Can I understand your proposal here? During the face-to-face event, there will be the modeling section. The modeling section is going to be presented by the information model, resource information model leader, service information model leader, Lingling, and you, data modeling leader. So you are going to present your request to the architecture as help to solve your issues. My observation here is you would like to propose another time slot to resolve the topics you list here during the architectural face-to-face event. Is that the intention?
I was not defining on the level of slots. Okay, I was just putting it in general on the list and breaking it down to specific slots and who is going to present. Maybe we'll figure out in a bit later. I think that we can, you know, during this day, we can, of course, just provide some background, like describe yet another time the proposed internal model, and Lingling, of course, can share the situation with internal model. But I was thinking that maybe it could be pre-requirement for the participants of this meeting just to you know, to go to the owner pages and to make themselves familiar with these topics without taking time of the meeting itself, because it's too precious this time, you know, of physical presence in the same room. I don't know.
All right. Okay. All right. So, okay. So this is your, okay. And what about the gear? Gear, are you proposing 5G slicing discussion during the meeting?
Yeah, I have just done. I'm speaking for Gil, but yes, he also added the discussion to the list. Now we just need to sort out whether it is going to be discussed or our agenda is too tight. But I see it as a good candidate. It's definitely a strong requested feature for the use cases of 5G.
So are you saying this topic is related to the architecture or is not related to the architecture?
To architecture, yes, of course. Everything here related to architecture, but I'm right now I'm only thinking this modeling meeting. Like, just let's keep ourselves on the scope of modeling, and the architectures we will let these guys to discuss the things on another opportunity, or maybe on the same face to face, but in their own forums.
Okay, so can I just recommend you to add to the architecture join agenda event the wiki page about this topic? Then we can get a fixed schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is very important. You're adding here is very good, but also important is because we have just one wiki page for the agenda of the face to face event. In order to discuss your topic, can you go to the wiki? I can try to find out, send to the chat room, and both you and Gear, and you can add the topic you would like to discuss to there. Would that be okay for you?
Good idea. I think we will do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Good idea.
Okay. Thank you. We can talk tomorrow about how we can proceed this thing. Okay.
Okay, well. Anyone else?
Let me come back for the topic here. I think runtime is not related to translation thing. What do you think? And is it? Yeah, are you talking about the translation related to runtime data, or are you talking about independent runtime data?
I think it's a runtime data because in the context of translations, we do need to know each of the ONAP components, you know, consuming the VNF descriptor and generate some kind of runtime data. That's first part. The second part, each of those ONAP components, what does it need to instantiate the VNF, right? And we know the ONAP may have certain API and certain set of parameters that the APIs is required from one ONAP component to another ONAP component. So we need to document and understand how that mapping.
Then you can add independent topic other than under the translation item.
That'd be fine also. With preservation, onboarding model, and making it available across the platform. Maybe Anatoly, maybe for now, create a separate bullet if that may cause people
for the preservation thing?
Here? No. VNF runtime data. Make it very clear. Identify and document ONAP components requirement at the design time and runtime data. What are the ONAP component requires at the design time data, which is the VNF descriptor, right? And then at the runtime data, which is could be specific API it needs.
Are you talking lifecycle management APIs? Which is
all of them.
Which is bullet two, right?
Yeah, it could be part of the VNF lifecycle management data.
I was thinking that maybe this identification and document, it should not be done specifically only for the runtime data. It is more general, should be more general effort, like to understand how the internal model entirely is going to be used by different parts of ONAP. It should be different, you know, global documentational effort, I think. Okay, so
yeah, I agree with you, Anatoly, on that.
And maybe it is out of scope of our community. Maybe you should put it up to the list of the architectures, you know, the first 2 days.
Yeah, but what I'm planning to do for Montreal is I'm going to look at all the use cases that has the quote unquote message flows, and I will begin to create a table, right? Because every message flow represent some parameters that issue from one component to another component. And then we can start document the behaviors and what model during that API is used. So I will prepare that.
Okay.
For the face-to-face meeting.
Good. So
you can assign that bullet to me, and then I'll start working on from now until Montreal meeting.
I'm putting it as a separate bullet, and not only, you know, in the context of runtime data, but in more global context, it may be.
Yeah. Design and then runtime. That's fine.
So, Anatoly, another question. So I saw that you are ongoing to discuss the translation and take a solution between the onboarding internal data model in your weekly regular meeting. Is that going well, so that's the reason you want to not going well, that you want to propose have discussion during the face-to-face?
The reason I'm going to discuss it on face-to-face because I see this topic as a primary risk to the whole concept of having a separate internal model. And, you know, I, as an engineer, I like to address risks first. So we better do that, you know, regardless of whether we've already discussed it in our calls or not. So I put it on the table and let's see how it is going.
Yeah, I saw the Chesna and Chris has discussed the issue of so there's one in the list. And then, okay. So that's the human resource issue of the translation. Okay. All right.
If we are trying to get to the point, to get back to Gil's thought of being able to use you know, orchestration to know what order to do things in, right? That's sort of a, you know, a Tosca orchestration at the service level type of concept. So it does get into the architectural question of, you know, are we Tosca orchestrating, and to what extent are we doing that, and should we be using the language correctly? And that certainly drives what the data model should look like.
But Chesla, I think that it goes without saying that, you know, we want to be on a Tosca driven, I mean, proper Tosca driven. So it's already been established, everyone. So if we need just make another round of convincing people that being Tosca aligned is good, maybe not on that event. Again, the time there will be very, very precious. It's a very rare opportunity to have all involved people physically in one place communicating.
So do we need an other topic to talk about Tosca orchestratable or Tosca?
That's what the Tosca task force is doing, right?
Okay, oh, great. Okay, so I hopefully they can do something there. All right. But I haven't saw that discussion whether we need the Tosca orchestratable or... So you could, are you trusting to or rely on their solution to guide us how to proceed?
The internal model that we've been proposing has taken that as a given, that we would want to use Tosca orchestration and use Tosca correctly from the standpoint of as an orchestration language. So that's one of the underlying, you know, assumptions of the internal model.
Okay. So have we already got a consensus to accept this one as the consensus? For example, then Sashio should be there to agree with the Tosca, declarative orchestratable. Is that all right? I think this is like a... we need to do something. So Tosca Task Force, are they proposing something to discuss that during the face-to-face event, or they haven't done anything yet?
From my understanding, the Tosca Task Force may just give a status update during the face-to-face, but the goal of the Tosca Task Force is to have a recommendation by the end of November. So it's still another month out from its recommendation. However, I believe, if the right people are at the face-to-face, it certainly would be useful to have some discussions as to what the current thinking is and the approach and what the current status is. Anatoly, we're seeing your email.
So, Anatoly, what is the bad news? You told us the good news, you are coming.
Yes. But the overall goal of the Tosca Task Force is to come up with a recommendation by the end of November. On the approaches to how to apply Tosca, not just for onboarding, but perhaps for other components inside of ONAP throughout through design, instantiation, as well as lifecycle management, in addition to onboarding. And it's all, you're being very quiet now. Are you still on?
Well, I have a good reason for it. I just mute. And I also just kind of diverged from the topic. Sorry, can you please come again, Andy? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying that the Tosca Task Force is planning to have recommendations by the end of November. They might have a status update at the face-to-face next week, but I don't believe they'll have any, solid recommendations next week. But, many of the topics you've identified on here, interrelate to Tosca Task Force as well. So I think it's, worth having these kinds of discussions and stimulate some of these topics next week as far as, how to utilize an internal model. So I think this is a good list. And I think if you can get the right people together next week, it's definitely worthy having a conversation and discussion around it.
Yeah, and again, I would like to emphasize, guys, that this list is not yet final. Okay, it is still open for your additions, for your inputs, and the Alex and the forum of Tosca Task Force will have their say on it. Just we'll figure out how we go together on this event.
So my assumption here, the first of all of the discussion is based on assumption. This is, should be the runtime, I mean, internal model will be Tosca or Stratable. It's the first assumption. Then the second assumption is that internal data model will be designed for that purpose. So that's two assumptions already being made, but Tosca Task Force hasn't come out with a concrete recommendation yet. So how could we proceed anything before the Tosca Task Force to come out any result?
If you're asking
are you actually proposing a final result at the face-to-face meeting, Anatoly, or you just want to have discussions around how we move forward?
Well, I'm trying to be realistic. I don't believe we will manage to have all these discussions by the start of this event. So probably, most likely, I think, we will have the discussion going on after this face-to-face. And this face-to-face, we can have some catch-up, some maybe status reporting, some, expectations exposed, things like that. We can't push too much on that agenda of this only day we have there.
Yeah, and perhaps if you can come out of the face-to-face with identifying here's the key issues that need to be answered in the near term, so in order to have projects move forward, then at least maybe we can give a direction to Tosca Task Force as far as what the key assumptions need to be or what the questions are around the key assumptions, right? And that we need to have solidification of those.
I
think even getting that list together is a big deal. If we can get everyone to kind of agree, here's a list of things we need to settle on.
I don't care much of having this list, of establishing this list, because I believe it will happen anyway, naturally, there. So regardless of whether I have it like right now written down or not, it's so natural to happen there. So.
Well, I think it's good to keep a focus on it. So I appreciate you putting that together.
Andy, can you please just add this as an item on this list? Is it too much of a bother? Because right now I'm a bit confused with all my inputs I have.
Adding the task force as an item, is that you're asking?
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. So my observation would be, let's separate those discussion with the architectural related modeling discussion. Otherwise, we are get a very short time slot, and we cannot discuss so much time about those topics. We have to propose something independent topic. Otherwise, we get a less time. It's the first thing. So it should be done by before the tomorrow architecture meeting. The second thing.
Just real quick. So we don't have, when you say we don't have a lot of time, the meeting's going to have opportunity to have modeling discussed throughout the agenda, not just for the one time slot. And my understanding, the one time slot, which is fairly short, our main goal there is to kind of address the topic of how modeling interrelates with architecture. And these are certainly more detailed. Here are the things that Anatoly listed, but at a high level, I think the best use of our time slot is to talk with the architecture people about how the work we're doing in the modeling subcommittee relates to the work that's being done in architecture and throughout ONAP. And I think if we can at least have everyone kind of agreeing to that, I think that's probably a major step forward. And then throughout the meeting, we definitely need to inject discussions around modeling on all the topics, throughout, or maybe not all, but most of the topics throughout the agenda, where we can.
All right. So we are going to add the independent time slot for this topic, either by Anatoly yourself, or I think better yourself, because you are going to lead the discussion. So I send the link in the chat room. You can directly add in the topic over there. Mm-hmm. And Tony, can you do that?
You're breaking up right now, at my side at least.
Can you hear me now?
Right now I can, but sometimes it's just noisy.
Oh, sorry, I was in the cafeteria. So I sent the chat room of the face-to-face architecture meeting is the Dublin architecture planning meeting. There was a time slot proposal. Can you go over there and add one line over your topic during the table, in the table? And then I think Stephen will consider it all together.
I'm planning to attend the architectural meetings the first 2 days. Anyway, as an observer, just to
So I think what Dengue's asking, Anatoly, is if we can add, have you add just an agenda item to the agenda to discuss the internal data model.
I'm sorry, not yet. I'm going to edit.
Okay, perfect.
And continue. I have other clarification here. You mentioned about Tosca Orchestrable. And are you saying you do not want using the like a BPM and you just want using the native Tosca Orchestrator workflow? You don't want to use BPM workflow. Is that the desire or you want to propose?
I can't say anything. You know, honestly, I cannot say anything about that because it's just like I know my model and what's going on the architectural and software development side. I am less aware, but I think we will just catch up with the responsible guys and we'll ask them what exactly the plans and how we can move on towards the direction.
All right. Okay. So that's making things difficult, right? So I saw this, we are discussing based on community. Not based on your internal development, but it seems like we have to wait for internal development.
Right now, Deng. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, right now it's not going well. I hardly hear you, so I'm trying not to respond. Maybe we can continue tomorrow. We also have another call tomorrow. We can go on planning face to face then.
Sure. Yes. So I think this is the most important part. But if we are waiting for your internal development, other than this community to decide what we are going to proceed. Are we going to proceed the Tosca Orchestrable for internal? What does that mean? What kind of workflow we are going to use?
Yeah, but I think that's all Tosca Task Force answers as well. And I think we can't answer some of the questions that you're posing until we discuss this with the actual components, right? So we need to have the idea that we want to at least understand what we mean by an internal Tosca model and how it's interpreted by a Tosca-based orchestrator. But then we also need the other consuming components to give us requirements around what information and artifacts they need to perform their tasks. So I still think it would be like really premature to say we want to eliminate BPMN. Because we don't know that. We need to involve the impacted components to have those discussions. And this is just, I believe, the idea of putting the idea into some words here, saying that we need to have at least a model based on Tosca that can describe the orchestration, requirement, capability, dependencies. And then is it even possible to develop a dependency graph and such from that? And to what extent do we need to require other means of describing workflow as well? And I don't think we have answers to those questions yet, but it's good that we need to ask these questions, right, and explore them.
All right. Okay. So I hope Anatoly can hear me, but so if we cannot can give a clear vision about the Tosca Orchestrable, what does that mean? Then how can we design the internal model? Then how can we design the translation? So this all...
No, Dengui, I please don't get me wrong, okay? Of course I can get my vision, okay? But it will be my vision as a modeling guy with his own ideas of how to model things in order to make a generic orchestratable in generic way. But the PTLs also have their say there, and the architecture also have a say there. And the transition, we should be pragmatic, right? So the transition will be some, will be taken in steps, and for a release or maybe more, we will be in some transitional state where we are not fully Tosca orchestratable. So that's how I see it.
Yeah, you are right. So today, if we look at the workflows in the Service Illustrator, they are, all of them are BPMN driven workflows. They are not really like a relationship declarative ways doing. But declarative should be possible. But I this is a big change to the whole ONAP architecture.
Absolutely. By the way, if you see right now the screen I'm sharing, okay, this transition, I mean the how I'm going to develop or evolve our internal model from its current state to the target intended model state, it's also on this list, number 4. I mentioned it. We also want to address this. Maybe come up with some preliminary plan of such transitions. What makes more sense, what we start with for the starters, and what less important, maybe not in double. Yep.
Okay, I think I'm not very confident about what we can achieve in the release 4 because of this. Okay. All right, so we can discuss tomorrow. I think this is, I understand better what you want. Okay, thank you, Anton.
Yeah, we will. Okay, thank you. And thank you all, guys. I think that we're pretty much done with our agenda for today. Again, I've put the link to this page on the chat. Just go ahead and put your proposal to this list. We'll tomorrow, you know, discuss it in more detail. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to switch off everything and see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Anatoly. Bye-bye.